Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on strengthening partnership between India and Maldives. The participants are Jitendra Kumar Tripathi, former ambassador, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
India and Maldives have completed 60 years of a trusted partnership. A partnership, an alliance built on trust, friendship and mutual cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on an important Maldivian tour to talk more about the alliance between India and Maldives, what it means for the Southeast Asian collaboration with other countries, what it means for India's future in the region and the entire world. We have with us a very special guest. We have former Ambassador Sri Jitendra Kumar Tripathi. Welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
Maldives and the Maldivian people gave a grand ceremonial welcome to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his arrival in Male. Chants of Prime Minister's name were heard all around the vicinity. The visit of the Prime Minister and the historic welcome that the Prime Minister was accorded, what it means for the relations that India and Maldives share, and how do you see these relations shaping up?
This shows that despite ups and downs sometime in diplomatic relations, bilateral relations between the two countries, the relationship had been progressing very steadily for the last 60 years. And the sense of mutual trust that has developed between the two countries has been stable and has proved that it is on the same platform, on the same level. It is not at the level of big brother and small brother. Though some of the countries in the region had been complaining at times that India has been behaving as big brother. But we never had this big brotherly attitude in our dealings with these our neighbors. I would like to clarify that despite the initial problems during the current leadership of Maldives, where even before taking oath of the office, Muizu in his election campaign, he wrote on the slogan of India out. But then very soon after taking over, he realized, as you know, former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee had once said that it is something to be in the opposition and it is something different when you are in the government.
Absolutely.
So when he came into the government, then probably he realized that India cannot be avoided. And India cannot be avoided because India is the first responder in the region. India is a sort of protector of this Indian Ocean because of its coastline of more than 6,000 kilometers. So certainly this realization again dawned upon the Maldivian government, which very soon rectified its course, corrected its course of action.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke of the strategic alliance, the partnership of trust between India and Maldives, the completion of 60 years of this partnership, and congratulated the people and the government of Maldives on 60 years of independence.
Swatantrata ke 60 varshon ki aitihasik varshgandh par hardik shubhkamnaye deta hu. Is aitihasik avsar par guest of honor ke roop mein aamantrit karne ke liye मैं राष्ट्रपति जी का हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ। इस साल भारत और मालदीव अपने राजनयिक संबंधों के भी 60 साल मना रहे हैं।
The Prime Minister was accorded a 21-gun salute. Despite being a global power, India never ever has put itself in a dominating situation over any of the other countries, as has been done by other superpowers. No debt traps, but only trust and alliance. How important was this realization for Maldives and Maldivian people that Indian friendship will go a long way and India will always be there if you are a friend of India?
Let me clarify, let me reveal that I have served in Maldives for 2.5 years from 1987 to 89. That was the time when the failed coup attempt took place and Indian armed forces came to rescue. And after that, Maldivians were all praises for India. And by and large, Maldivian populace, they are very friendly to India. They have been very friendly to India.
Absolutely.
Despite the fact that some of the leaders, that few times the leadership was not that much pro-India. But again, we have showed that we don't have a big brotherly attitude in any of our South Asian neighbors. We always were there to help. We always were there to rescue. And if you remember, in 2004 tsunami, be it 2015 problem, be it COVID, or be it financial problems of Maldives, we had always been there. Even at the peak of anti-India attitude of Muizu, we did not stop our grant, which was mentioned in the budget, to Maldives. And this time, from 400, we have raised it to $600 million to Maldives. So that itself shows that our friendship or relationship is not that of a giver or receiver, that of a donor or a debtor. Our relationship is that of friends, that of two countries which want to share their experience. We are the older country than Maldives. We took the same path as Maldives is taking, path of development. So we wanted to share our experiences with Maldives. And that is what we are doing, and that dawned upon the Maldivian government very soon.
Prime Minister Modi spoke about the various developmental projects which will be or are running in Maldives through Indian assistance and how they will make for a better Maldives in the future.
Bharat ke sahyog se banaye gaye 4000 social housing units ab Maldives mein kai parivaron ke liye nayi shuruaat banenge. नया आशियाना होंगे. ग्रेटर माले कनेक्टिविटी प्रोजेक्ट, अडू रोड डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट और रीडेवलप किए जा रहे हनी माधु अंतर्राष्ट्रीय हवाई अड्डे से ये पूरा क्षेत्र एक महत्वपूर्ण ट्रांजिट और आर्थिक केंद्र बनकर उभरेगा.
As the leader of the global south, as the विश्व गुरु that India is, it's not just an infrastructure but the science of weather prediction in making various important buildings for the Maldivian government and the defense ministry, giving a huge line of credit of approximately 5,000 crore rupees, which is $565 million, building a new airport, bringing new roads, housing development projects. What all are these contributions signifying towards? What does it tell to the other nations in the Southeast Asian territory about India, and especially about India's intent to be a true partner in the development of not just itself, but also the development of the whole of humanity?
When it comes to the developing countries, India's actions speak volumes of itself and give a message to developing countries. Their confidence, or say it gives a message to other developing countries, that India is always there for their help as a friend, as a neighbor, without any ulterior motive. To the developed countries, it gives the message how an assistance should be given.
If we may ask you, Tripathiji, what all have been, even if we have to name a few, what all have been the important steps that India has taken, or what all have been the ways of assistance that India has extended for the development of the people and the country of Maldives?
You see a 500-bed Indira Gandhi Memorial Hospital to Maldives. Then Maldives Polytechnic, because Maldives didn't have any technical education. Then India-Maldives Faculty of Hospitality and Tourism, Technical Adoption Program, National College for Police and Law Enforcement Agencies, Addu Reclamation Project, MIFCO Expansion. These are the projects, and recently, as Prime Minister said, 3,800 housing units. These are the projects which have been completed. 37 more projects are in the process of completion. And therefore, I mean, we have seen India, as India help Maldives going out of way in many projects. Like, for example, I would like to tell that under ITEC program, we used to, or an ICCR program, we used to give a scholarship to many countries, many developing countries, to come and study here for undergraduate and postgraduate level. Now, when it came to Maldives, the problem was, at that time in 80s, there was no school beyond 10th grade in Maldives. So how would they come for undergraduate studies? So giving a relaxation admission, we gave them scholarship to study grade 11 and 12th also in Indian schools so that they can go to university and cope with that. This is something extraordinary. Now we have completed the national headquarters. We have signed an MOU on fisheries and aquaculture. We have signed an MOU on tropical meteorology, on digital solution. And most of all, what we have done is that whatever is outstanding amount under the previous LOCs, besides the 4,850 crore which has been declared now, for that we have reduced the debt servicing from 51 million per annum to 29 million per annum, slashed by 40% to give them relief. We have given them relief for their budget. We have given them grant for their budget. Today it was announced that we have given 70 heavy vehicles to Maldivian Defense Forces. We have given this, again, 400 million currency swap program to Maldives. We have given them interest-free loan for 1 year. So these things explain themselves. How lenient, how liberal we have been, especially with Maldives.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri addressed the press conference on the important tour of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Maldives. Let's listen to what he said.
His Excellency the President also referred to this in his remarks at the top of the delegation level talks with the Prime Minister, that we proceed on the assumption that security is an issue of mutual interest. The President expressed his commitment to the importance that Maldives attaches to security-related issues and the commitment for the two sides to continue to work together. I think the fact that there is quite a high frequency of contacts between security authorities of the two countries.
Tripathiji, talking about very important topic over here, and this is in the wake of absolute and resolute success of the Operation Sindoor, and in the backdrop of how the relations are evolving of India with various of its partners or foes, how do you see the strategic alliance between India and Maldives when it comes to defense, security of not just these two countries, but of the whole of the Southeast Asia region?
See, a few months back when Modi was new in power, Maldivian government asked Indian government to withdraw the helicopters and with Dornier helicopters and their trainers. But India said, yes, okay, we will withdraw men from our armed forces.
Absolutely.
But we will give you the technicians. Technicians will remain.
True help.
So this help. Then we are giving regular training to Maldivian defense forces. We are giving regular training under the partnership of Sagar, Milan and Mahasagar projects. We are giving them equipments. But as when it comes to security, we have told Maldives that we do not want Maldives to do anything. We don't have any objection in Maldives having relation with other powers, but not at the cost of our security. And I am happy that Maldives has understood that. And Maldivian government has now decided not to do anything which is detrimental to Indian security concerns.
Tripathiji, thank you so much for such deep-rooted and valuable insights on the India-Maldives relationship. Thank you so much for giving us your valuable time and coming to the studios of Akashvani. And we truly hope that the India-Maldivian relationship, this strategic alliance, this partnership of trust goes from strength to strength, and the future of both the countries is brighter than ever. Thank you so much for being with
us. Thank you very much for inviting. And I too hope that Indo-Maldivian relationship will see new heights day by day.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on strengthening partnership between India and Maldives. The participants were Jitendra Kumar Tripathi, former ambassador, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890-94044.
Spotlight.